Oscar, which superpower of these four do you reckon you would have?
The rock one. The rock one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So my wife could leave me. It's a good way to get out of a divorce. Just like be a hideous monster. Like, I'm out. I'm out. My name's Oscar.
My name's Carl.
And this is Who Would Watch This? Welcome to Who Would Watch This, the podcast where we watch a film, chat about the film, and then try and figure out who would watch this.
Today we're talking about the 2005 version of Fantastic Four, which currently has a 28% on Rotten Tomatoes, a 5.7 on IMDb, and a 2.3 on Letterboxd. Oscar, what's the plot?
A group of astronauts gain superpowers after a cosmic radiation exposure. And must use them to oppose the plan of their enemy, Dr. Victor Von Doom. Did not see him as the villain.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
You know.
That's a twist.
Somebody with Von in their name? Surely. A hero, I thought. I was like, oh, it's going to be one of those things where the Fan Four stick at the baddies.
Yeah, I thought it was an anti-hero sort of thing, and then they really turned it on its whole head.
Really flipped it on its head. The parasited it, really, to be honest. They were like, you think you know what's going on. You don't.
You just don't.
Oh, Oscar, what a horny movie this is.
Oh, it's a nice time capsule of 2005. It was the puberty of... superhero. This is like, maybe we should get a woman naked on
this is
on a movie. See if that sells. And easily, it did.
Easily the horniest PG film I've ever seen. I was watching this movie. I was like, oh my god, the people in front of and behind the camera are all horny. This is so sexual. It's such a sexualized film for no reason.
I'm surprised The Rock hasn't got just a rock cock. Just
oh my
on his
god,
hands.
Absolutely. They've just got scenes of blind women being like just. Feeling him up. Just
God,
like,
where's your cock? I can feel it around
it. Find it as a rock hard.
It's your rock titties, but they'll do. Yeah, they'll do.
Or did it, you know, is it flaccid? Is it rock flaccid?
It's flat. It's more like a limestone. It's quite a soft rock. I'm sure we have some geologists in here going, limestone's quite a strong, sturdy rock. It's more of a bedrock.
You mean a geologist isn't here? Hi.
That's right. Here's the thing. We all have good, fun backgrounds, and that's our expertise. Carl's a geologist.
I am.
And I'm an astronaut, so that's going to be great for this movie.
Don't lie to the listener. They'll think I'm lying about mine.
I'm filming this from the moon. I'm currently in the space station.
Well, I'm in a rock. So who are you going to believe? Oscar, should we go back in time to before we had watched the film and try to predict who we thought would watch it?
Yes.
Fantastic Four, Carl. Did we all love it as a child?
Yes.
Yep, me too.
I did not see it in cinemas, but I have watched a Bali version of it that I own many a time.
Oh, we love a Bali DVD.
Love it. It's all shiny. You know, on the front cover, you're like, ah, it's not a real DVD. It's flat and it's shiny. It's from Bali.
So you know it's good.
Oh, it was good. My copy freezed a lot. But I loved it as a kid. Loved it.
I thought this movie was great as a child. I can only assume it's only aged well.
When was the last time you watched it?
Oh, so long ago. I feel like I watched The Silver Surfer, though, the sequel, maybe 5 years ago. And I remember going... damn. So I can only assume 5 years of experience of life is going to make me love this one even more.
I mean, this is, you know, people often equate this movie to being like a beautiful red wine.
Yeah.
Leave it in the sun to age.
Yeah.
Let
just
it grow.
Pour
a bit
it out
of
on the pavement. Let that thing get nice, skinny.
Soak it in.
Peel it up. You got yourself a good look.
Have it like it's taffy.
Chewing your red wine. That's what this is.
I'm gonna have to write down red wine taffy because that's a good business venture, to be honest.
Thank God we stopped doing the podcast. We can pivot to taffy.
Would it be wild if we did pivot to taffy? Like I'm throwing it out there. I don't think it's that bad of an idea.
I don't know what taffy's involved, and I don't particularly know how the red wine could incorporate it. Do you have an idea, or you just the name alone has sold you?
I think the name's right there, but I think we have to be quick if we want a domain.
Oh yeah. I'll look up red wine
taffy.
Yeah,
look up red wine taffy. See if we can get anything. Is it a thing? Has anybody else got this? I feel Elon Musk will have bought it before we can come up with it.
We've fucking got it.
We got it?
We've got it.
Buy it.
Buy it.
Buy it.
Oh my god.
We'll send listeners there now.
Yeah, we'll send them there.
There's nothing there yet, but my god, something will be.
Something. I mean, it's probably red wine taffy, but we don't know. We might pivot again.
www.whowouldeatredwinetaffy.com. Look it up.
And here's the end. It's just a picture with a pointing at your face, just like, you'll eat it. You'll eat it, you piece of shit.
You can only buy it in kilos. High, high volumes of kilos.
Oh, yeah, minimum 20,000, okay?
And we only do wholesale.
I guess we should go back. Fantastic Four, Carl. We'll put this.
Listen, genuinely,
listen. I don't want to talk about
when you say the word Fantastic Four. I have no fucking clue what you're on about. My mind's all taffy. I'm all over the place. No, I mean, I don't know. I watched this movie in January.
No. You piece of shit.
I'd forgotten. I looked at my letterbox and I was like, seen it twice.
Oh my god,
what's this about? And I was like, oh yeah, I watched it this year. And look, from that memory, nah. But you know, there was from just watching it a few months ago, the movie, superhero movies have evolved to be something that a mess like this is now like a little charming detour.
It's a little gem. It's like, oh wow, this is what we used to. Now it's like so like corporate, whereas this was just like, let's just shit in a box, see what happens. It's a shitty box.
It's like one of those things when you're like oh, I know that kid can walk now, but look at this video of it only stumbling at every phase. That's what the Fantastic Four is. But you look at it and you go, oh, it's trying to walk.
Oh my god, how earnest.
You're like, oh, it's enjoyable. I mean, it's, you know, it's the equivalent of trying to see somebody walk.
Yeah. If you're listening at home or you're listening on the street, have a look at someone walking. Imagine them falling over.
Couldn't fucking do it. Imagine if they couldn't do it. You're like, oh my god, it's so simple. How can you not do it?
You can turn the podcast off. You can actually, that's the film. That's the film.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
Worried we're getting a little bit ableist.
We can pivot back to the taffy.
I mean, white wine?
No. The market is flooded there.
Saturated.
It's saturated.
Saturated.
It's saturated.
We're going into a crisp, pristine new market.
Exactly. All right. 3, 2, 1. Who would buy the taffy? You.
You. Okay.
Finish it. Yeah.
Who's it for? This film and the taffy.
I think if you love chewing on things, and I think if you like that sort of flavor to sleep into your mouth, this could be for you.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like somebody's sad. I probably threw this on when I was sad one day. So I feel like it's for sad people.
You're really like down the dumps. Chuck this on. You know, who needs medication?
Oh, it's good. I remember it was one of those things where I was like, you know, I'm not feeling great. Maybe I'll chuck on that 2005 Fantastic Four. And you know what it just does? Double downs on the sad. You're like,
your serotonin leaks from your body. You're like, oh no, I needed the back. It's gone.
Just you're watching it with your fucking your head in your neck. You can't be bothered to reach the remote. And you're like, I'm just going to let this movie happen. It's going to happen to me.
That's who would watch this. I'm glad we answered it before we even watched
it. It's
the
just
film.
Like one of those things where, you know how they just autoplay the next movie? And you're like, oh, looks like I'm in for Rise of the Silver Surfer.
He comes at the screen, that Silver Surfer, damn, right into your face.
Sink lower into my body. I'm like, I guess we're doing a double feature.
Carl, Fantastic Four. Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, I think, honestly, in terms of me being like, it's an endearing film to watch now.
Yeah.
I've hit the nail on the head.
I think so. I don't. It's almost like a satire of what they were trying to do, but it was a complete earnest attempt at a movie.
It's one of those things where you're like, it's not funny in the way of like, because Morbius could never be charming.
No.
But this is, it's, Morbius is so much like these sorts of superhero movies.
Yeah.
Just without the charm.
No.
Just without being like, look at Jessica Alba trying to act. What's she doing? Who hired her?
It's the 2000s. It's a bit of nostalgia mixed
it's
in there.
One of those things where you're like, wow, they really hired nobody that looks like a scientist. Like,
no, we got some glass in the back. Oh, no, never mind. We can't afford those.
Don't worry.
Don't worry.
Don't worry. Oscar, I'm still on the mind that this is a very horny movie.
Yep.
Everyone's attractive.
Yep.
What were they thinking? Where were they going?
Where weren't they going? This is the Fantastic Four. You gotta get, you know, the sex appeal in there for the children. That's who the market's for.
Makes me wonder what this director did to Tom and Jerry. I feel like if we have a look at that film, we're going to be like, oh, it's a bit risque, isn't it?
I mean, it's too sexy for its own good. That little
absolutely.
Cat, meow. I mean, Michael Chiklis alone is like,
oh my god,
the film in the sex appeal.
Michael Chiklis.
I didn't know that this is who Michael I just heard the name bounce around for my life. I'm glad I can finally put a face to the name. Is that a thing?
Isn't it the funniest face to put to that name? I like Michael Chiklis, but what a name. And then to see him and you're like, You're a giant, bald baby just grown up into an adult man. Look at you.
Get that man in a rock suit. He's going to play a lot. He's going to do it for 2 hours.
Okay, you three, you all get to have fun with your little CGI powers. This guy's going to sit in makeup 12 hours every morning, and then 12 hours of removal. By the time we've removed it, it's time to put it back on.
Chris Evans like, right, I'm going to lie down. Good luck, some VX effects. Yeah, it'd take him 12 months.
Puts on his sunnies and was just like, all right, let's fuck someone while the VFX work their magic. Oh my god, so I'm going to get past how horny it is, but really needs to be on the table. If you haven't watched it in a while and you're like, that's a charming family film, Carl, what do you want about it? It's so sexually charged.
Oh my god.
All the time.
Let's see, Chris Evans fucks a lot. Jessica
He's
Alba.
Barney. They're basically like, what if Barney from How I Met Your Mother during this era was a superhero?
A flame dude.
He's just walking around just being like, put my penis in your mouth.
Come
if
here,
could.
Pucker up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a part where he's just like, here, you take the thermometer and mwah. And I'm like, she didn't consent to that. That's
now,
not okay.
Hang on. She goes skiing with him after, so it's fine. And then he fucks her again.
It's, what's that thing where you're caught, you're captured, and you fall in love with the captor?
It's not even that. I think it's just a kidnapping.
I'm convinced he pushed her out of the helicopter. They're like, oh, she jumped voluntarily. And I'm like, no, Chris, we know what you did.
Handprint on the back of her head.
All right, let's jump into the beginning of this movie.
Yeah.
This giant statue's hilarious.
Oh, my God. The tone was... I was like, damn... Here's the thing. It's like weird to be nostalgic for garbage, but oh my god, what were they doing? This
oh
is. I love this film because they're kind of like, maybe we'll. They were like, maybe they don't know the villain's a villain. They start up with this comically like statue of like a world leader, and they're welding it, and they walk in. Just like, man, this Victor Von Doom guy is pretty different. He's like, oh my goodness,
oh my god, it's one of those, I love in these movies where they're like, look at this $1 billion company. You got an idea? Pitch it to the CEO directly. Nobody else is having an input. It's just him being like, I don't know, I'll give you the money. Where's my assistant? Where's my weird assistant?
My weird assistants? Right, you're going to space too. Right, you can go to space. The weird rock guy can go to space. It's soon to be a rock guy. And your brother, let's go.
Before we get into the weird list of people that they're like, you're space ready, aren't you? Some of the dialogue here is stunning. Stunning. I have not enjoyed a line of dialogue as much as I have in a while, which is same old Reed Richards, always stretching, reaching for the stars.
Winks to the camera. That's foreshadowing. I'm Victor Von fucking Doom.
It's like, I like metal.
Sue, I didn't see you there.
Michael Chiklis is like, I was watching Rocky last night. Jessica Alba's like, you'll forget I'm in the movie. I'm invisible.
Chris Evans just fucking a girl. Just like, this isn't foreshadowing, but this is what I do.
He's like, oh my god, I got red hot herpes. Oh, it feels like it's on fire right now. And you're like, oh, we've beautifully set them all up. And it's still PG.
Here's the thing about this film. Good on them. Like, I was like, well, how long do they get space? They're in space minutes into the film.
They all have powers within 24 minutes.
I love it. Okay, so 24 minutes of them getting powers. The final fight is 13 minutes. Let's figure out the... I mean, we're talking about it for about an hour
and a
half. Oh,
it's a double episode of a sitcom is what the middle of the movie is. But let's get to space. For some reason, Michael Chiklis is a perfectly trained pilot.
Yeah.
And Jessica Alba's like, my brother's coming. You know, the one that didn't graduate NASA? And is like, Michael Chiklis is like, yeah, there's this story where he basically just lost millions of dollars in a crash. And I was like, who's letting him fly? Why would Victor Von Doom let this guy fly?
Victor Von Doom's constantly just like, the stock, this cannot fail, this mission. Get the dipshittiest brother and whatever my assistant's doing. Get him on board. They are not fucking my wife. Soon to be wife, I swear to God.
Get everybody within my vision right now on a spaceship. We're going away.
I've got a vision cone. Yep, all four of you. Where's Johnny? There's Johnny Blaze. I can see him in the mirror. He's back in. He's in.
It's one of those movies that's so empty because it's mostly these five characters standing in a room being like, I don't want to be in this room. All the time. They're like, I would love to leave. All the fucking time.
I want to leave. To space we go.
To space we go. They're up in space and I'm like, cool. I guess this is what space looked like back then.
Yep.
How good does space look now in film in comparison? Yeah.
Like, they look out the window like, that's Earth. You're like... No, okay.
That's not it. That's not it. I've seen Gravity.
When we were researching this film, we looked at just a trailer, and for some reason we were on the German one, and they hadn't done, like, the effects yet.
Oh, it was weird.
Oh my god, it was like three polygons just in space, just like, look at it. The stars.
No wonder nobody in Germany watched this film.
No, of course not. They were just like, oh god.
Oh god. Imagine they're just being like, oh, gotta get the cut out early in Germany. Cut the effects. It's not an effects-driven film. They'll stay for the family antics.
Man, The Rock looked great, but all the rest, God.
Oh, my God.
Jessica Alba's cooch was out for that one scene.
She actually got naked for that mo-capped. One scene.
She got mo-capped. That's an actor.
What do you mean? When she goes invisible, believe it or not, it's Andy Serkis. So they're in space. They're looking around. Victor Von Doom's just like... This is a good time for me to propose. And he's like, isn't it been a while? You know their relationship's doomed. When
God, did you write this movie?
I wish I did. You know it's doomed when he's like, oh, we've had a good 2 years, haven't we? And she's like, yeah, company's doing great. And you're like, oh, yikes. And then he's like, I would like to propose to you. And she's like, oh, okay. And he's like, but think of it as a promotion. And I'm like, this isn't a healthy couple.
No.
I'm like, he's all in. It's later when the assistant's like, why would you pursue her? And he's like, it's the only woman I can't have. And you're like, oh, what an awful reasoning.
That's just the company rules. That's not like a, oh, will they, won't they? No, that's just the guidelines in the company. Don't fuck your assistant.
Oh,
But anyway, the spaceship's going through a soul... What's their mission? Is it just to look at this storm?
I don't know. They're like, oh, we're going to get, like, a sample of the storm.
Yeah.
It's so... It's one of those...
Just hold a cup out, just get a bit.
It looks like they're trying to trap it in a briefcase. He's like, I haven't got it in the briefcase yet. And they're like, just get back inside. I don't know how Reed Richards fucks up so much in terms of the timing.
Because throughout the film, he's like, I did all the calculations. He seems like a bad scientist, if we're being perfectly honest.
Awful scientist. You know how I know he's a bad scientist? He's like $250 million in debt. We even get shown just so many letters being like, past due, past due, past due.
We see, like, he's like, at the end of the film, he's trying to work on a machine to fix it. And Victor Von Doom just gets one, just makes one. Just like that.
Turns out everyone in the movie is
smarter than the main scientist.
It's one of those things where, you know, somebody would absolutely be less smart if you knew that they were just hyper flexible with skin. You know where you're like, oh, do you get the stretching powers? You must be dumb.
I'm dumb as shit.
You must be absolutely dumb as shit. I bet you accidentally pooped out your little brains, didn't ya?
Yep, it's a stretchy brain.
Bet your little stretchy brain slithered all the way down from your spine through Uranus and into the toilet.
He doesn't
didn't
have
it,
a spine.
Reed Richards?
He's a spineless man, we find out. That's his character arc. He's a coward.
Anyway, so we get given all of their, like, they're like, oh, we made these molecule suits for everybody to wear while they're in space. And all the men's ones, they go up to the neck.
Oh, don't.
They're like, oh, okay, I guess that's perfect. Jessica Alba walks in. The zipper stops right at the nip and is just cleavage the whole way up. And she's like, what are people looking at? I'm a respected scientist.
No, she does not do that. She goes up to, like, what's it called? Richard. She's like it, Richard. He's like, I'm working on my calculations. She's like, what a fucking cunt. Look at my tits, you piece of shit. I did this for you. Now I look like a whore in the spaceship.
I had to take scissors to get this V to look this good. And you're not even going to notice. Looks like I'm going to have to hit on my brother again.
God damn, I hope he gets a flaming chubby.
I couldn't believe less these two are related. They do not act like siblings. I don't even believe Jessica Alba and Chris Evans ever talked in real life.
I think they're on set. I think it was CGI most of it.
Oh, absolutely. I would not be surprised if Chris Evans was like, I'm going to be Captain America soon. I would CGI me into scenes with Jessica Alba.
This is a risky one. I think Captain America not has been like... I wish for, like, he's done so well and he's going to be famous forever.
Mm.
But I feel like the 10 years he was Captain America, we were withheld from these characters that he plays a douche. Like, how dare they take away us, the Johnny Storms? Like, that's a perfect character for him to play. I don't know why he was cast as this noble, like, Superman-esque man. It's like, he's a weird dipshit that is inappropriate. He should be... That's his typecast. I'm glad he's getting that now, but what a shame.
Good for him.
Yeah.
It's funny that he immediately switched back to it with Knives Out. Yeah. He was just like, no, no, I'll back to be the douche.
I'm a cunt, but such a fun-loving cunt.
Oh, look, things don't go well, and they're like...
You can say that again.
The storm's going to be here in 6 minutes. Yeah. I shit you not. 15 seconds later, they're like, it's here. I'm like, what a slow 6 minutes. I mean, sorry, what a quick 6 minutes.
Cause the space station's long. They cut around them running to the Ben, which was, took 5 minutes.
What they needed to have done is they needed to have run out of the room and then for it to be like, 5 minutes later. And then they run into the room where they're like, hit the button.
Imagine that, like, we've got a time for 6 minutes. I know in the film we're going to make it 5 minutes. We've got a title card. Do you want us to set it to 1 minute? No, no, no. We've got the title cards made.
No.
We can't get rid of that.
We need 6 minutes, and we're not going to show it in real time. It's going to be so quick. Because even with 6 minutes, and you see that Michael Chiklis is barely out of the spaceship, you're like, everyone should be fine.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Well, I don't get it. So essentially, Victor Von Doom is like, right, you guys can save your friend. I'm going to lock myself in this sealed thing. So he's the most protected.
Yeah.
Then the three others are in trying to help Ben. Ben is outside in space.
Yeah.
When the solar thing hits everything.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like the most fucked up. The three have also got a bit fucked up. And Victor seems to be equally fucked up.
It's one of those things where I'm like, was no one else on this mission?
No.
No one to help.
It was just five guys.
Just five people. Four people and a woman. I mean, weird way to say it. Four men and a woman.
Here's the thing. You've watched this film. You're now progressed into that's the movie's logic. Four men and some broad. What use could it be?
Oh, anyway, so they then just like wake up.
On Earth.
They wake up on Earth. This is the best gag of the film,
I think.
It's a good gag.
It's a very good gag.
The Johnny Storm's like, we couldn't fix your face. Yeah. I'm sorry. There's a huge amount of momentum as you're like, are we going to see the thing?
Because here's the thing. The poster, you know what you're going to see. You're like, oh, this is the time we're going to see like the rock guy.
Yeah.
So clever.
So clever.
What a good bit.
So good. The only thing I can fault it is, did Johnny Storm sit there for 3 days being like, man, when he fucking wakes up, I've got a zinger. I'm going to zing him so good.
He was holding the mirror to put it to his face like, nope, he's still asleep.
He's still asleep.
He might die, actually. He's in a coma. This might be a bit of a, if I see him die, it's going to be a pretty bummer to the joke.
Who's there rocking me like, I haven't peed or eaten or anything in 3 days. God, rocking back and forth. He's like, God, am I
well. I want to fuck. I just want to fuck. I haven't come in seconds and it's freaking me out, man.
He's like, he wakes up and he's just like, I'm sorry, I fucked many nurses on top of your cold body.
Did the joke land though? Yeah. Yeah, anyway, he holds up the mirror. He throws the mirror because he's just ugly.
We then find out the other weird things that have happened from the storm.
Mm-hmm.
It's given Mr. Fantastic grayish hair near the ear. It's an odd choice.
An odd choice.
Odd choice to be like, why'd the storm give you that hair thing?
It aged his hair follicles.
A little. Just a little.
But he's a gray fox now, isn't he?
So, oh, it was one of those things where they're just like, look at you, rocking the dad look.
Yeah.
And you're like, isn't he a young man still? Like,
I think he's maybe like 25 and there's just like, he's a young whippersnapper, but he's got gray hair.
Anyway. So Johnny Storm's like, let's go snowboarding.
Oh, we'll get it. A nurse is taking his temperature.
Yeah.
He's like, should we fuck on the bed or what? She's like, you're sick. Very ill. He's like, ill of my cock. Ill of my cock? Yes, suck my cock.
He's like, penis. He's just like, did that do anything? She's like, a little bit. Did a little bit.
I'm a little bit chubbed.
She's a little bit chubbed?
Yeah. It's progressive, this film.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's a horny movie for PG. He's like... he's like, when do you get off? She's like, 4:01 p.m. He's like, cool, meet me at 4 or something like that. And then cut to, they're in a helicopter.
Skydiving to like pop punk. Oh, the 2000s
is
a good time.
This is this is not a film. I don't know what this sequence is.
I love that they're like, God, let's just get all the superhero shit out of the way. We're like 15 minutes in. They're like, God, we want to do some snowboarding for a bit. We want to just hang around with these guys. They're the blandest superheroes you can get.
Absolutely. One of those things that we've just been looking at the script being like, man, too much is happening. Have more happen.
Yeah.
Just
more character driven. Yeah. You got any characters? No.
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 Where would we get them from?
We're kind of relying on the Michael Chiklis subplot.
People love Michael Chiklis, right?
He's top bill.
He's surely we've
Michael Chiklis and others in the Fantastic Four.
We got our biggest star, Michael Chiklis, and we covered him up. We covered him up for the entire film. Genius.
Anyway, Johnny finds out he has powers because he starts flaming while he skis.
He goes off a cliff.
He goes off a cliff.
I was like, so if you hadn't got the powers, you would have died, man.
But he would have died in a blazing glory.
Absolutely.
Fuck that chick in the helicopter and then fucking died off a cliff. That's the way Johnny would have wanted it gone.
He's genuinely the Sheen, Charlie Sheen in Two and a Half Men. That's what he is. That's what he is. It's just
fucks with no consequences. He flames down. He lands in like a pool, like a little hot spring. The woman's like, "Oh my god, you just flew." He's like, "Yeah, but I'm so horny. Get in the little pool. I'm very hot. I'm boiling,
it's bubbling." And he's naked. And he's like, "You want to hop in?" She shrugs, and it's from the POV of her legs as she then just drops like her clothes.
And icy pants just drop to the pants. It's like, God, there was like.
Must be like one of those things where you know how Johnny Storm gets back and he's like, "A wild thing's happened to me," and everybody's like, "A nurse froze to death today." He's like, "Oh, did I not bring her back?
I took her clothes though. They're covering my cock, which is covered in hot like, cum."
I've got to cover my shame. He's like, "I can't walk in naked. Surely you understand?" And she's like, "Help me."
Listen, it's kind of a pump and dump situation, so you can stay in the pool, but that's getting icy cold quick.
He's like, "Look, you're going to be frozen from the stomach down." It's like your eggs are getting frozen. Progressive.
You are aging, though, quite rapidly.
He's like, terribly. He's like, "I'm just going to..." She's like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "I'm just boxing you in, and I'm just going to let you die here." There we go. Just pats her down nicely.
It's fun because, like, this is before, like, all the spin-offs and Marvel. That girl would have had she would have had a solo story. Just her surviving in the frozen wilderland.
Absolutely. She would have had the Grey-esque film of her being naked, running through the wilderness. Just being like, "Oh, I'm getting chased by wolves." Isn't it wild where they are at is a quarantine center?
Yeah.
They're having a fine China meal where they're like, "I ate some bad shrimp, but the lobster was good." And I'm like, where are you?
It's 2005, so there's no real, like, pandemics at the moment. So they were just like, "We just kind of had a lot of budget. We kind of had these four people for the year. We kind of went, fuck it, let's splash out."
It almost makes me think Victor Von Doom's nice guy. He's like, "We had a tough time in space. Treat him well."
Yeah. I think Victor Von Doom's the hero, really. Quite frankly, these dickheads do shit all. Victor Von Doom's like, "I'm gonna, like, use this to my advantage."
I think the real hero is the chick that leaves Michael Chiklis.
Oh. We need to get into her. But let's everyone gets their powers. One's stretchy.
Okay, let's... What do we think of the look of the stretchiness?
Oh, it looks fucking heinous.
Oh,
they go,
awful.
You know, imagine this, like, listen, the technology's really not up to it. Let's do a close-up. And I mean extreme. It's just his hand going under the door, which looks fine. And then it squeezes down.
Yeah.
And then it squeezes up and he opens the door.
His... Seeing his powers on screen are yuck. They're yuck. It's so funny because did The Incredibles come out before this film?
Yeah, it came out before them.
They have Elastic Girl do such fun things with her stretchy powers, but for some reason they're like, now you can open handles.
Man, it's so fucking similar. They must be freaking out. Just like you have an invisible and you have a strong and you have Do you have a flame guy? Got a runny guy. We'll make it.
And a nice guy. He's the opposite of your flame guy. Oh, man. God, it looks just shocking.
The invisibility also looks pretty heinous. I do like they're like, when she's invisible, it's like, tis it. Peasy. But when they're like, we kind of need her to show emotion, they have this like gross effect where it's like a water bowl has been crushed up.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's just like, it's like they've sprayed her with water.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's flowing over her. And you're like, yeah. The The fire one looks fine. Actually, yeah. It probably looks about as good as you can just do. I mean, I think fire is hard to do.
Yeah.
So, yep.
Yep.
That's our rundown.
And then we get the thing. He breaks out because he's a hideous monster.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, I've got no cum. I'm a freakish monster.
Why does his come late? Why does he get powers late?
I think he has to kind of grow it. So, you know, it takes a lot of energy to grow rocks out your skin.
I reckon he was just crazy constipated. He didn't get there fast enough.
He didn't get powers. He just was that constipated. He grew rocks out of his skin.
Oh, absolutely. There's a part where they do like an interior look at his guts, and it's all rocks. And I was like, been there, man.
KFC meal. Oh, you're shitting pebbles for a week.
Absolutely. I was like, oh, you don't even know the pain I've been through, Michael Chiklis. Put me in this film.
Michael Chiklis is a healer. He knows pain, okay? He's like, got him a hideous rock monster. I know, I'll go to like a comfort my wife.
Oh, he's like, first I need clothing. To big and tall I go.
I genuinely think this is one of the funniest parts of the film. When he rocks up in like a shadowy cloak and he's in that big trench coat and a fedora. Oh, fuck, I lost
his fedora's and what a choice. What a choice from the creative team to be like, what if he just wore a fedora for a while? Wouldn't that be fun?
I genuinely think the outfit was the thing that took off his wife. But anyway, his wife's like in laundry. He's like, God, I've missed you, Ben. I'm keen to see you. He's like, come on down, honey.
Oh my God. She's like, got a surprise for you. And he's like, I do too. And I was like, oh, that's upsetting. When she sees him.
I love this. Oh. I love this so much. What an awful subplot for this woman. I think it's Betty.
Oh my God. Betty's a hero.
Oh, Debbie, my mistake.
Debbie's a hero.
Debbie takes one look at this man and goes, you're a fucking monster, screams and runs away. I love this.
I think, I'll tell you right now, their marriage was on the rocks. Their marriage was falling apart,
yeah.
And she saw an opportunity not to go through with it.
Yeah.
Props to Debbie.
She took a bad L. I mean, you're meant to love someone. Because he goes, you know how you're meant to love someone forever?
Yeah.
Ta-da! And she's like, oh.
You know you said unconditionally? And she's like, oh, conditioned! Conditioned!
Oh my fucking God, you're a hideous rock.
My favorite thing, she's almost hit by a car and killed. She's so upset when she runs away. She like, a taxi always knocks her over and she's like, oh God, that'd be a fate better than looking at him again.
Take me, sweet taxi.
Oh my God. She would like walk. It would have been so funny if he walked. Because, you know, she's got that giant banner saying welcome home. She's up there just fucking taking her down.
I need to burn this. She looks out the window. She's like, oh, I saw it again.
Oh God, he's still there.
I got bleach. Where's bleach? I'm going to pour it in my eye. See if that helps the situation.
She's just. It's America, so she's just got a fucking AK, and she's like, ah, just down at him on the
God,
street.
God, do something.
Oh my God, just throwing rotten eggs at him. Just go away, you filthy animal.
I like in her apartment, she had two options. Like, all right, either he's a lovely man or he's a rock, so I'll prepare for both. I've got I've got four cases of rotten eggs, just in case it happens, and an AK and some bleach. Just in case, and luckily she prepared. She prepared.
That's a great bundle at Costco, so...
Your husband's a monster.
Yeah. Your husband's a monster, brackets, in a fedora and a giant trench coat. She's like, I better get a handful of eggs. He's gone to space, so you know that those things happen.
You know, you always happen. It always happens with cosmic radiation exposure.
Oh, anyway, so I love it because it immediately is like, I wonder what he's feeling like doing. Cuts to, he's contemplating suicide.
Oh, I love a kid's film. It goes from horny to maybe suicide's a topic we should touch on. Not only is he like about to jump, another man next to him's like, I'm going to jump too. And then he looks at him and goes, oh my fucking...
Oh, it's awful.
God, where are the eggs? Where are the eggs? I've lost my eggs. Oh, I'm so useless.
He's like, I might as well jump. I didn't even bring eggs to throw at this hideous beast. I think one of the best gags... Again, this movie's filled with gags.
Yeah.
Having a giant rock man have his wife leave him, contemplating suicide... And then a bird shits on him too is hilarious.
Oh, he's rocky, so he can't even scrape it off. He's just making it dusty shit.
Oh my God. There is a phenomenal Farley Brothers film in just The Thing.
I do think it's funny because I feel like, what's it called? Richard Reeves is like the main guy. They're like, nah, we're focusing on the Rock dude. He's the protagonist of
this. He's the interesting one.
He is.
The one where it's like, well, he's stuck as a monster. You guys get the cool. We the other the ones are
like,
on
man, it's hell for us. It's like, your lives are sick. Things could not be going better for you. Anyway, the suicide is about to jump.
Yeah.
The Rock guy's like, it could be worse. He's like, God, I want to kill myself more. He jumps in front of the cars. It causes a whole traffic jam. The Rock saves him.
Here's the thing. He kills so many people in the attempt to save a man who wanted to die anyway. Yeah.
A man with full of life is driving a truck like, God, I love my wife and my family. Yeah. And he just smashes, he clobbers his fucking truck into him.
Especially because that guy's down there on the road being like, oh, thank God, a truck.
He goes to walk in front like, God, anything to get out of this thing. And the but yeah, it causes a massive thing on like...
It's so mad. The car pileup's hysterical because there's just even a section where there's just a giant, absolute giant fire engine driving heavily and just being like, oh no, and just swerves into
But I love it. They're on the other side of the bridge. They've come because of the thing and they've seen a Rock guy about 1,000 meters away and the guy's like, Jesus fucking Christ, and swerves and then just rolls the fire truck over and over again. I do love it as well. They're just like, oh, we were in a taxi going to the bridge anyway, so we're here too.
Yeah, and is something happening on the bridge? I'm confused by a scene that now plays out.
Hit me.
They're like, we need to get to the other side.
Yes, I know the scene, yep.
Get naked.
Yep.
She's like, fine.
Yep.
They pick up her clothes. They're all on the other side. And he's like, I'm glad we got through that. Why did she have to get naked and go invisible? If they all got through to the other side, fine.
You know where you can like feel like five just produced men just over behind the camera breathing. You can hear it in the audio. Just yeah, and then you got to get naked to get to the other side of the bridge. How do the other guys get there? They just get there. But
do you want the other guys to get naked?
No.
I'm only into her.
Chris Evans can take his shirt off, but you're going to get nude, you goddamn
Make sure Reed Richards never loses a shirt. I never want to see a skin on that man.
If I even see his V-neck, I'll kill myself like that man on the bridge. I could do it to the Rock. Oh, God.
Harvey, you sound terrible today.
No, actually, today I've quit cigarettes, so it's doing pretty good for my health and health. Yeah, this is a bad one. I mean, you can feel them just like, we need Jessica Alba naked.
Oh, it was one of those things too where you're like, it's fine if she just remains invisible.
Yeah.
But it's the fact that they're like, what if it just came back on for no reason?
Oh, this is so bad. Just like...
Shall the audience take a peek? Because randomly her powers fail her occasionally to reveal she's naked.
Yeah.
And then they're just going to force her to get naked a little bit later.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, they get to the other side of the bridge like, good thing we all did the same thing we did. I don't know what their thing was. Anyway, they're on the other side of the bridge.
Oh, good on them. Thing. Man, they get the job done.
They do. That's the thing.
It's kind of her only victory. The men did it fine.
It's the only time her invisibility is a useful power.
Oh, it's so useless. They couldn't come up with a single interesting way to use her
power. And
they
were like, she's got... Why do invisibility people get a force field? They feel like two separate powers. Why do they get both? They're not really related. Is it like Sinatra? Because the Incredibles did it. So it's like a thing that just like, you get invisible, you get a force field. That's your rule.
Yeah. I don't know why it's a thing. I mean, The Incredibles is flat out just doing... Like, that's the best Fantastic Four film there is, right? Like, the Fantastic Four's whole thing is it should be preaching essence of family and connectivity and teamwork
this
and stuff
film,
like that.
This film, they could not be more separated people.
Absolutely not. When Jessica Alba's proposed to again at the end, you're like, ah, oh, no.
You guys had no time. Anyway, my favorite scene's coming up. Essentially, they're on the other side of the thing. They're helping the fire engine.
Yeah.
Ben's wife returns.
She's like, he's on the bridge.
He's a hero.
Must run to it.
He runs and immediately says, oh, God.
Oh.
I forgot what he looked like.
Oh, he's covered in bird shit now.
Oh, my God. She takes off her ring. She only came to just rub dirt in his wounds and drops the ring on the thing. Oh my God. And then Ben tries to pick up the ring. He can't because his hands are too thick.
He's got big sausage hands.
I could not stop laughing. Why did this woman could do this?
It's so cruel, but also necessary.
It is necessary.
Necessary.
She needs to know he's a monster.
Absolutely. Wouldn't it be fun if she egged him again? It was in the middle of everybody applauding their
actions.
That's
the thing. That's the thing. It was like, wow, he's a hero. You think, oh, she's going to like, maybe we can make this work. And he's like, oh,
she gets there and is like, why are you applauding him? He's a monster.
Grab your pitchforks, fellas.
Kill him. Kill him.
She grabs a cop's gun. God, just die.
Tries shooting him. Can't do it and just turns it on herself. I think it would have been fun if it cuts to a wide during the applause of like the bridge and that man just jumps off. He's like, ah, I'll do it anyway. It's weird they're being applauded for an accident they all start. Their involvement makes it worse, and then they have to come up with other ways to save the other people they've put in jeopardy.
It's also crazy because this is like almost halfway through the film. This is like
the first 10 minutes. Yeah. That's how fast the movie's moving
so
right
fast
now.
And then it goes to a grind because they've gone, all right, you got some action. Let's do some character bits.
Oh, and you're like, oh, no, it's like, you know, 3 men and a baby. What about these people in a house, in a penthouse?
I feel like we watched Morbius a couple of months ago, but we talked about like how it's just like, remember how they used to just, let's just vibe out our powers in a building.
It's a montage, just like,
I feel like the montage goes for like half an hour.
The middle of the movie is a montage.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like to various pieces of music.
Yeah.
And also a lot of this is bullying.
Yeah.
Just a lot of bullying.
Imagine that. You're trying to grab your wife's ring and then Johnny's Blaze is just like, I'm gonna fucking put some cream in your face, you piece of shit.
He's like, you deserve to be left and you deserve to be unloved. He's like, he must have seen her put down that wedding ring and just been like, I'm sorry, Ben, I'm going to fuck her. I'm going to go after her right now. I'm so sorry. And then just the rest of the movie being like, I fucked her in the taxi home.
Oh my God.
He's like, she couldn't even wait. We waited for the taxi driver's like, I'll give you, if you want to give me an extra tenner, I'll pull over and smoke outside the car. And he's like, oh, all right, go on. He's like, here's another 20 if you'll watch. And then he's just like, man, Ben, it was so good. She was like, oh man, it's wild. I've never had an orgasm. And Ben, Ben's just crying the entire film.
Rock pebbles flying out.
Oh my God, absolutely. Just, oh,
a pile of gravel by his feet. He's just like, anyway, let's do some hijinks around the office.
Oh,
at
absolutely.
This point, only Ben wants to get rid of his powers. And the film's like, hey, maybe these other three want to get rid of theirs. They're having a ball.
They're having so much. Isn't it wild at one stage they're like, hey, Johnny, you could kill the entire world.
Mm.
And then they're like, go supernova at the end. And you're like, no, no, you said if he did that, we'd all die. You can't change what it means.
No, no, no. It's just like a big, like, hey, if you need to.
One of the things I do love on the bridge, though, is when all the media runs up and it's just like, you're heroes now. And one reporter's like, is it true you can fly? And I'm like, how would anyone have heard that? Was he out there in amongst everyone being like, you're the guy that goes, here I can fly.
Here I can fly. Just a freak just up behind it. Here you can fly. It's like, maybe you can. I do love this though, because most of their, like, what's it called? Just their character and branding is like only dictated by whatever the news car. You call the Fantastic Four. They're like, yes, we are. They're like, who's the leader? Him, I guess. What's your name? He's the Thing. The Thing! Say a catchphrase, The Thing.
It's clever. Make a toy! It's wild that in a scene, Johnny Storm comes down and is like, look, so I was with marketing. This is the concept for your toy. Look at your catchphrase. And it's weird that he went, oh, remember that for when I get the villain later.
Why did the marketing team go? That is a strange thing.
Why is there a marketing team? They've not once considered the fact that they must be doing board meetings the entire time being like, you're now a brand. If there's a marketing team, the Doom guy shouldn't be upset because he should be like, well, I own them. I created them. So money from there goes to me.
We'll get into Mr. Doom's plan because he's pretty much, they're bored. I don't know why, but half his subplot's just like the stock's low. Anyway, he's like, the marketing team's like, this is a massive failure. All we created was 4 super heroes. This is a waste of our money. Sell them to the military. I say that a lot, but a lot of the times the film could be like, they are a marketing thing. Just sell these monsters to the military.
I mean, isn't that like one of the other fun aspects in that reboot, which is bad, yeah. But it's like they're trapped in a military base and they're not allowed to leave or see one another.
Exactly.
Like there's...
They got the right idea.
They got the right idea. They're just like, oh, cool, weapons.
Yeah.
You know? They're like, oh, this wasn't a failure. This was a success in every way. Because
those stock guys are so evil. Just like, we'll do anything for money. Ah, superhero. What can we do with that?
Oh, absolutely. Nothing.
I guess this is a waste of money. Never make any more superheroes with the machine you have down on Earth.
You've made a machine on Earth that can make anyone a superhero. And it's at one of the most accessible penthouses ever. His penthouse is wild. It's a 4-bedroom, 2-story laboratory bed house. A bed house. Fuck it. I don't know my words.
Well, I mean, if you're used to a boat house, that is a bed house.
It is a bed house.
We do record this on a boat, a barge, if you will.
Shh. That was me. There was some white noise.
Yeah.
I like to put that on at night to help me fall asleep to cover up the sound of the waves.
Fuck, they're loud.
Oh, they're so loud.
There's fucking whales. They're like an absolute racket. Can't sleep.
I know. Also, it's really weird that all of those dolphins sound like donkeys.
I'm glad we pivoted from audio visual gags to audio gags.
We actually understand
without the budget.
You know, it's what's fun. We don't need a budget. Anyway, we can basically just breeze over the middle of the movie.
Yeah, a lot of silly little hijinks. I don't know why, but I think things happen, but...
Yeah. Well, Victor Von Doom goes on a murder spree.
He goes on a murder spree.
He's like, nobody will ever be able to connect them. I'll just kill people that are close to me.
I was surprised, because, like, throughout the film, you're like... I was kind of checking, like, all right, there's 50 minutes to go. Maybe he'll get 40, 30. It gets to, like, 20 minutes before he's like, I'm ready to be evil. And you're like, where were you during the fucking toilet paper montage? When Richard Reeves goes for a piece of toilet paper, I was like, just blow them up, please. Make this interesting.
They were like, aren't their powers fun? He doesn't have to get up when he poos. Like, oh. Is that the imagination?
We explored that for a while. It's weird that they're so lame. They're like, look at him. He's writing on a chalkboard 2 meters that way.
It's funny that, like, in The Incredibles, they come up with fun concepts of, like, the Elastic Woman can make herself a boat, and then Dash can have his little feet running, and they're a boat now. Like, they're just, like... All the powers complement one another, they can come up with great ideas. He can run on water, but the best they can come up with for him is he's just like, he'll fetch things without having to get up. You got a cookie jar on the top shelf, Mr. Fantastic's there immediately.
Where do you want to go from now? Do you want to get to the final fight, or do you got anything before the fun montage things?
No, sorry.
Ben's down his luck. This is the Ben story. And Ben's like, you know what? No one will ever love me. No one, everyone who looks at me thinks I'm hideous. He's at this awful dive bar and this... Kerry Washington. She's like,
Was that Kerry Washington?
That was Kerry Washington.
Wow, I didn't recognize her. She's so young.
Yeah, and blind.
Honestly, probably her best performance.
Oh, don't say that to
She's
Kerry.
She's really good. I was like, man, I believe that she doesn't find that man hideous.
I couldn't hold back my contempt for
it. I couldn't act against it. I'll tell you right now. I'd be like, oh my God. And to then think that you have to pretend to love Michael Chiklis the entire film.
She's like a blind woman. She's like, let me feel you up. You're sad. I can feel that through your rocky pebble breasts.
Oh, it's one of those things where he's like, man, if God's real, he has it against me. And she's like, if she heard you talking like that, she wouldn't believe you, or something like that. And you're like, what's going on? Are we getting really Christian now? Like, anyway, so she's feeling him up and is like, I don't know, do you fuck?
Like, it's like, this cock is constantly rock hard.
Yeah.
That's not a pun, it is just a jagged bit of rock.
In terms of actually how just horny the movie is.
Yeah.
When they're talking about their powers, this woman on the media is like, is it true Mr. Fantastic can stretch anything? Even his cock.
Oh, yeah. And then Johnny Blaze is like, nah, he's got a limp cock.
Yeah.
He's got nothing. He can't even keep it hard. He's just got a 40-foot limp dick. And Richard's like, that was mean. I'm a coward and I've got no spine, but...
Yeah. That's... I think, you know what, this is if you want good comedy.
Yeah.
What should have been is once he said that, a long hand comes into frame and slaps him. And Reed's still standing in the penthouse and his arm goes all the way into the elevator. And you're like, it went down and all through the city. It's caused all the commotion. And he's like, just slapping Johnny Storm back and out. Forth.
Make it M, make it his cock. I'll show you hard.
Make it R. Put it in his mouth a little. You think the this TV's is easy?
Like, get this, get this. This is the news. Johnny Blaze getting fucked by Mr. Elastic's cock.
Kids, look away.
I'd love it if Johnny Blaze to the camera like, wow, maybe I'll respect women more now.
That's I've his learned, arc.
That's his arc.
To respect. He gets so a taste of his own medicine.
He gets a he gets a mouthful of cum. He's like, you know what? This must be tough for the women.
He's like, a taste of my own. But yeah, did you just say that? Am I repeating the same gag you just did?
You can
right
say
now?
It again. It was that good.
No, it's fine. All right, let's get to the ending.
Yep.
Von Doom's just like, I'm going to stick my hand in places and things will be fine.
So essentially, like, Ben's pissed because...
he is.
Because...
Oh, actually, sorry. Ben at the bar.
Yeah,
it has just hilarious misfortunes. Mm. A chair collapses on him. He can't pick up glass. Everybody laughs at him when he does things, but for some reason, the bartender's on his side and is like, "Ye schmucks! This guy's from Brooklyn, and he went to space, and you give him respect, and it's just you all give him respect, Brooklyn." Boston!
I was like, we're in New York? What the fuck?
Yeah, I know. I was like, oh my god, I thought this was Bangkok.
Yeah. It's when Johnny Storm's there.
Whoa!
Okay, so pretty much Victor Von Doom's plan is pretty much like, right, I'm just gonna get in their head. So he gets Ben to a bar, a diner. He's like, I bet they're not even working on your cure.
I bet they're having a night off. I saw on their Instagram story they're having a night off after weeks of working hard
Ben's
for you.
Ben's like, what? He goes to the hotel. They're at the hotel. It's like, yeah, we grabbed a bite to eat. He's like, you're fucking her. You're barely doing the medicine for me.
You stopped working to consume food?
He goes off.
Yeah.
He then smashes Johnny's toy, which is a bit of fun.
Yeah.
But then Johnny's like, this is bullshit. I'm leaving too. And then Sue's like, well, the gang's all separated. And Mr. Doom is like, all right, now I'm going to make Ben come to me. I'm going to cure him. Take his powers.
And we get the best line of the film.
Oh, it's so fucking fun, isn't it?
It's so good.
I hope we've written down the same
thing. I assume we have both written down the same thing. I now have unlimited power. And what does Ben reply with? Have we not written down the same thing?
Oh, we've not written down the same thing. This is embarrassing for us.
It is embarrassing for us. All right, so this is the thing that I thought was hilarious. Yep. Was Victor Von Doom's like, I have unlimited power now. And Ben's finally understand he's been had. And he goes, and no thing to stand in your way.
Winks to the camera.
Isn't that genius?
Oh, it's so
clever. My God. Wow, really don't make them like they used to. No, what was your quote going to be?
Oh, my quote was, I just thought it was insane because he's pretty much like all fucked up. But he's got his face full of metal and he's just like, this is what a man that looks like he's ready to take his own destiny. And he's all fucked up looking. But yours was funnier. That is a better line.
It's so wild that it's like,
did everyone get a pun? Did everyone get a good pun? Oh,
probably. Because isn't what's the fun one when Jessica Alba's like, look at me, and he's like, I can't.
He's like, she gets it taken from me. She's like, fuck, I was setting that up, you bitch.
Anyway,
they fight.
Giant fight ensues.
We only have 10 minutes to go.
I was shocked when I was like, wow, there's 18 minutes left, and 8 of that's credits.
Yeah.
Like, so things are going to get wrapped up quickly.
Okay, so he's cured Ben. He goes over to the other building. No, he shoots a rocket at the other building.
Mm.
He punches the Elastic Man out the window,
goes
downstairs, grabs him again. He's like, I'm going to freeze you in another room I have somewhere.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to take you to a different penthouse.
Yeah.
and then we'll look at the other penthouse. And if they return there, then I'll shoot a rocket at that penthouse. And he's like, anyway, a lot of people saw me kill people on the streets on the way over here, but we should be fine at this penthouse.
We're fine, we're fine. So Mr. Elastic is frozen.
Yeah.
The thing is not a thing, and he's unthinged.
He's unthinged, but he just things himself immediately.
Because I don't, again, I'm sure the comics have an explanation. The fact that this cosmic ray is so easily, like, back and forth, insane.
Why doesn't he just do that? Why doesn't he just like, oh, but people need me, I'll jump in the machine.
We'll get into what he does in the fucking fight, because he did not need to be fucking a thing for that.
Oh, he doesn't. I will tell you right now. No, we can. This is how the fight is won.
Yeah.
The metal dude is overheated, and then the thing kicks a hydrant, but it's not like, oh, it just goes on Doom and freezes him. Mr. Fantastic has to twirl himself up like a fountain to direct the water.
Johnny Blaze and Jessica Alba have done the most work. They've made a force field and the flame.
Yeah.
Mr. Fantastic's like, I gotta redirect water. And the thing's like, I can kick open this fire hydrant.
It's like, this is gonna be fun. You be a water supplier and I'll be a hose.
He rolls up like a big hose. He's like, God, we're clever and teamwork, aren't we? Slivers on over to the fire hydrant. Like, yes, Fantastic Four.
They're just like, they look over Johnny and Sue, just like, oh, we finished it all. We've also made the little items on our shirt at 2.
Yeah.
Because we actually don't need either.
No, you were really holding us back.
It's weird that the muscle for the team that they needed to eliminate was Ben. Yeah. When you're like, well, he wasn't doing anything at all. Like, no. I think Johnny Storm's the most powered.
Yeah, he can fly and he's
fine. He can throw flames.
He can pretty much cause a supernova.
Yeah. If he wanted to, if his hand could just be so hot, he'd just rest it on your head for a second.
Yeah.
Just be killing people left, right,
like that, like that. Stick it in your mouth, just... I know your tongue's hot. Oh, God damn it. He's like, chemistry 101. What happens when hot water is touched to the metal?
It's somebody that didn't take chemistry. It cracked out the notebook. Yeah. It was like, oh, a lesson's ensuing.
Thank God. I'm glad I'm learning.
Yeah.
They freeze it. The whole city's happy. Oh. Again, their fault. Their fault.
They did this.
Yeah.
It's always their fault. And you know what happens? Booze cruise.
How funny is this? They're like, we've hired a barge. The marketing team went out of their way. We had it planned for your.
We've all got toys now. Woohoo!
The blind person's on the boat. They're like, man, let's just get fucked up on this boat, huh?
Oh yeah. Let's get shit-faced. Johnny Storm's like, I'm going to draw a 4 in the sky. And you're like, yeah!
What's it called? Mr. Elastic grows a spine and proposes to Jessica Alba.
Yeah. She should have said no.
She should have said no. She's better than both these people.
Yeah, absolutely.
What if the Silver Surfer rocked up?
We're going to do all of these, aren't we? We'll do the sequel and we'll do that Josh Trank one as well, yeah. I bet. Ah, film.
Who knew this series would be the... is Marvel remaking this?
Yeah, this will come into their thing. Yeah. They'll do something good with this, probably.
I do like that, what's it called? There's no after credit scene. They're just like, here it is at the end of the movie.
They're here, it just comes after the words, the end.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, so the movie lied. You flat out lied. Why would you continue seconds after telling me that it was the end?
Because they put him in like a crate, just like...
Oh, they Indiana Jones. Steal the ending from Indiana Jones.
Yeah, they just like pan away of a big box, but they're on a shipping container.
Yeah.
Weird. Anyway, that's Fantastic Four. Carl, any final thoughts?
Bad. But loved it.
Yeah.
It's actually one of the better films we've seen for the 100%, podcast.
100%. I'm surprised that like... the flow is just like, we've got everything done in the first 10 minutes. You got 5 minutes at the end. And the middle's filler, but it went by quick.
Yeah. I mean, it's about the credits. The movie's only like an hour 40. Mm. Or a little less.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's got some charm. Yep. I think it's fun that Chris Evans became a different superhero. I still think it would be fun if you brought him in through a multiverse and he's like, I'm Human Torch now.
That would be a fun...
That'd be a fun... Like people would applaud. They'd be like, yay.
That's what all films should be. People should just cheer when they see the people that were in old films.
coming in the new ones.
Yep.
I think, wouldn't it be wild? Wouldn't it be wild if a multiverse door opened and everybody was like, God, it's Michael Chiklis.
Spider-Man No Way Home made like $3 billion. If Michael Chiklis.
Oh my God.
I'm getting 5 tickets.
Oh
my God.
Michael Chiklis must be sitting in a rocking chair, just he's holding out. Yeah. He's like, they're like, oh, we'll give you $2 million to do this cameo. He's like, nah, I'll keep waiting.
No. I want.
You need me.
Sitting in the Marvel office, just like, what, you bring a rocking chair, Michael?
Yeah.
Carl, who would watch Fantastic Four 2005?
Me, seen it twice in a year.
Yeah.
Haven't seen any other film twice this year, but I've seen this one twice, apparently.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. It's a weird... Here's the thing. Like, the newer ones are, like, a bit... They take themselves seriously. I think this one's trying to, but it's, like, slipping on a banana peel. So it's like,
There's just a sitcom flavor to this.
Yeah.
And there's... It's also one of those movies that has no vision. But the vision's the fact it was just made in the 2000s.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just got 2000s fun to it.
100%.
Also, I think, you know, as much as I have issues with a lot of the third acts of superhero movies nowadays, man, they weren't good back in 2000. I was like, oh, this is an appalling third act.
I don't know what you'd call this, because, like, again, you're just stalling for, it's, like...
There's actually very little action in the film.
Yeah, I mean, you get, like, what... you call the space thing an action? I mean, it's a bit... The bridge is, like, the hook of the film.
Yeah.
And then you get... We didn't talk about it as a motorbike thing, but that's not really action.
No, that's just a little bit of motorbike.
And then we kind of get, like, the final, like, 4 minutes. It's very... It's such a bloated mess of a film, but, I loved it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I... On a, like, it's pretty wild that this is actually the best Fantastic Four film. Like,
that's so funny.
Like,
they've tried, like, in the last 16 years, 3 attempts, and this is the best.
This is the best one. Where, you know, honestly, this works. Wouldn't it be wild if they're like, we didn't recast for the Marvel? We just got these actors back.
I wouldn't mind. I think Jessica Alba comes out of retirement, stops making soaps. She's like, I'm back to being Sue Storm. It would be a lot of fun.
She could do a Sue Storm soap tie-in. That'd be fun.
Oh, it would.
People love that.
It's just clear soap.
Oh
my God. Makes you smell like Michael Chiklis.
let's pivot from the red wine taffy.
Yeah, I think we're pivoting.
Oscar, who do you think it's for? Who would watch this?
Oh, man. I mean, like, it's such a fun relic. Because you know what came out, like, the same day? Batman Begins.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, what a nice pivot. They're just like, all right.
Wow, that's... This movie, the makers of this movie must have been like, oh, fucking hell. Just sitting in the cinema watching Batman Begins being like, oh, they fucking changed the genre. People are taking it seriously? They didn't even have a sitcom writer. Who the fuck's this Christopher Nolan dude? They got the guy that made Memento? Ah!
We got Tim Story. Shit!
Jesus.
I think it's such a fun one because, like, although I think the Avengers have kind of, like, a little bit taken... I love how there's, like, a diverging path. And ironically, like, the influence of the Dark Knight... has kind of made these awful films, and this one's kind of spawned the Avengers. I feel like that's the tone, right? If that makes sense.
Like, I don't... There's
what,
like...
What I'm saying is this is pretty much the scaffold for every Marvel film. Perfection. But yeah, how nuts is that?
That's
same
so
weekend.
Wild. Imagine, I would... If I had made this and then would have had to have forced Batman Begins the same way... People must have walked out of Fantastic Four and seen people fucking smiling from their screening of Batman Begins. Being like, oh, we picked the wrong one, didn't we? Oh, God, we picked it bad. Like...
Who would fucking watch this? I'll tell you what. It's people that saw Batman Begins like... It just wasn't fun.
Just sitting there going, nobody's horny.
No one's horny.
Why is Jessica Alba not naked in Batman Begins?
Christopher Nolan was like, that's why we got Catwoman for the third. We listened.
He's like, my thing's better. My movies can't be sexist. I just won't have women in them.
You can't be voiceless if they don't have a voice.
Oh, Oscar... You got a Pelicans this week?
Carla watched a classic, Singing in the Rain. Oh my god, I was not expecting this. I think, I'll be honest, I was very shocked at the energy. I was kind of hoping for, like, I thought it was a lot more chilled, and Singing in the Rain's quite nice. I'm like, well, that's kind of the tone. It's bombastic. They're all on cocaine. Every musical is insane.
I've never seen actors work harder than they are made to work
when
in
they
Singing in the
opening,
Rain.
When they opening, the flashback scene, when they do that violin bit, I thought I was on, like, PCP. I thought I'd taken every drug known to man and injected into my eyeballs. It was so much. It's a lot of fun. I thought I was being like a bit pessimistic. Like, that was a bit silly. That was too much. But oh fuck, it's fun.
It is.
It's so much fun.
It's like it's holding up a lot better than it should in terms of just being like wow.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's not holding up in like for women in Hollywood, but like other than that, it's so much fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Carl, what did you watch?
I watched Dead Poets Society for the first time.
Oh, yeah?
I've never seen it. Loved it. Mm-hmm. Loved it. It's really frustrating that everybody, like, for some reason, Baz Luhrmann's the Australian director that everybody's like, ah, it's Baz. I'm like, where the hell is, like, Peter Weir's fucking...
Peter Weir needs... Oh, I was literally thinking about this the other day. He's done, like, The Truman Show, did Picnic at Hanging Rock. He's done another one that was,
He did Witness. He did Master and Commander. Mm. He did The Mosquito Coast.
Yeah.
Dead Poets Society. Yeah. Like...
I was looking through, like, Australian films. Cause I'm like, I kind of want to watch... Like, we're Australian. I feel like we got to, like, you know, we got to support ourselves. There's not much out there, but he is so solid. Mm. So solid. I feel like he needs all the recognition.
I know. And it's like a shame that I think, because he just vibes in Sydney and doesn't make movies anymore.
No.
That it's like, and I think one of the things he said was he was like, after Master and Commander, like studios just weren't interested in making mid-budget movies like Truman Show and Dead Poets Society. That I was like, ah, that's such a shame. Robbed by more Peter Weir. And it's also like, I cannot believe that The Truman Show was not nominated for more Oscars.
Yeah, but I think it's like that sort of classic, like, VHS sort of, like, no one saw it, a Jim Carrey movie? Nah, that ain't gonna do well.
Like, it's also, like, so ahead of the game in terms of, like, that no reality shows existed when that came. But yeah, Dead Poets Society is, like, great. I was not expecting to like it as much as I did. And it was one of those things where I was like, that's a really good script, and it ended up winning script of the Oscars.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wonder what else this guy's written. And it was like, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, and Nothing Good Ever Again. And I was like, oh, okay. So that was like one of those things where I'm pretty sure, like, you know, it's like a great director can make a good script great.
100%.
I think Peter Weir knows just like what he wants to do with story and how to elevate stuff.
100%.
There's such a young Ethan Hawke in it, who's just fantastic.
Is he one of the students?
Yeah, he's one of the students. I just really enjoyed it. Nice. Really enjoyed it. Love watching a good film.
Yeah.
I haven't watched a movie where I was like, man, I loved that in a while.
There's a lot of those. There's like a bunch that I'm like, I still have yet to see. I'm just like, every time I watch, I'm like, damn, that was good. Everyone was right.
I might just rewatch all of Peter Weir's filmography. Oscar, what are we reviewing next week?
Next week, Carl, we're getting into Halloween. That's right, I'm shitting myself. It's that scary. We're starting off the month with a gorgeous little mini episode. Why, it's the Human Centipede.
The Human Centipede.
That's right, stitching three people together by bum by mouth. Love it. Thank you for listening.
Horror. Spooky, scary, boys becoming men becoming wolves.